Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Station Playlist Studio. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss Station Playlist Studio. This is software that you can use to broadcast through internet broadcasting on a station or even when you're doing a podcast like Tech Access Weekly. I use it to streamline the music so I know that songs are going to play when they're supposed to. Of course, there are people that broadcast quite effectively over the internet using Winamp and other such software. We have a couple on Mushroom FM who use that. You don't necessarily need Station Playlist to broadcast, but a lot of people use it. They find it very easy to learn, and it's a very streamlined process for the most part. So it's very attractive for that reason. There are two versions of Station Playlist. One is standard and one is professional. Most people get along just fine with the standard version. The professional version is quite a bit more expensive. So the differences between standard and professional, there are a couple of main differences. Professional allows for some more hotkey creation, although there are a ton of hotkeys in standard. It also allows for 96 separate jingle cart machines, whereas in Station Playlist Standard, you get 48. A jingle cart machine is where you can quickly press the key, and if you have a file assigned to it, it will say something or do something really fast. Like, let's see if I can quickly demonstrate this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was Julie. Oh my God. I just pressed Shift F5 and she did that. Of course, I had to set that up, but that's essentially what a cart does. It's to play a little splatter of music or sound whenever you want some kind of effect. So Station Playlist Professional allows the creation of 96 of those little effects, and Standard allows for 48, which in my experience is plenty. Also with the Standard version, you get room for two users. So you can have two separate, I guess, DJs who have their own profiles. You know, you can have your own studio names and everything, and, you know, it keeps your different sets of data. With Professional, you can have an unlimited number of people using the service and putting their own different settings into the mix. So those are two of the main differences. And there are other differences that you won't really find unless you start using the software and get pretty advanced with it. But those are two of the main ones you'll notice right off the bat. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the benefits that you can get with either piece of software. A couple of things I like about it. I can tell songs to play, you know, one right after another, without having to really do much of anything except check the little checkboxes and tell them to play. And they will play one right after another. And depending on how I have my options set, they will also fade one into another. Like, you know how on the radio you used to hear a song kind of fade down a little bit and then the other one would kind of fade up and start and they would overlap in that way. Well, this software takes care of that and does that very same thing. If you don't like how it does it pretty intelligently, but if you don't like how it does it, you can actually change the values so that it will do it a little bit differently. It also has a way in which you can stream your song titles over the internet. So you can tell it, okay, I want these titles to be streaming while my song is playing. And so it will do that too. It also keeps track of how many listeners are listening to your site at one time. So that's information you can easily gather while your playlist is rolling along. So why don't we just demonstrate how to create a simple playlist? And I'm already in Station Playlist Studio. The menu, I will just go into the main menu and just show you menu systems, what is there. Press the Alt
menu
key.
Menu bar, file, edit, view, controls, main carts, shift carts, control carts, alt carts, help, Thursday, August 18th, 2011. System. File.
And I could spend at least an hour in probably most of these menu items. So I will leave the menu alone for right now. We don't need it to do what we're going to do. We want to create a playlist, and this can all be done very easily with some pressing of some hotkeys. And I'm going to start the creation of a playlist by setting what's called an hour marker. This is essentially just a place to begin. So I will hit Control H.
Start hour, okay button.
And it will say, do you want to set a start hour marker here? And you say, okay.
Station Playlist Studio Melting Pot, list view, not selected hour marker 1700.
And it says Station Playlist Studio Melting Pot because that's what I have assigned my username. And so there's
hour marker, title 1700.
I just hit the down arrow key and it said hour marker. Now, what I always like to do when creating a playlist is I can start putting in some songs right now, you know, inserting them in, and you will hear the name of the song as it's inserted. But sometimes when you get down, you've inserted a couple, and you try and insert a third, the third one will go where the second one was supposed to go, because it wants to keep something at the very end, and it doesn't insert them quite correctly unless you put in a second hour marker to kind of end the playlist. So I always do that the first thing. I put a first one, and I put in a second one. And it didn't ask me if I wanted to enter one that time. It just did it.
Hour marker. Title 1705 p.m.
So I know that the first one is 1700.
Hour marker. Title 1806 p.m.
And the second one is 1800. And I know if I sit on that second one, that will always remain the last thing in the playlist so that songs don't get entered, so that songs don't start playing out of sequence. So I'm going to try and insert just a few songs.
Insert tracks, track type, general track, radio button checked, 606.
And you have a bunch of different choices. You have a general track, which is just a song.
Track type, voice intro, radio button checked, 106.
Voice intro.
Track type, time break note, radio button checked. Track type, break note, radio button. Track type, time spot, radio button. Track type, general spot, radio button checked. Track type, general track.
You have all these different choices, and quite frankly, I only know about two of them. I only know how to do a general track and a general spot, and I only know the difference between those. And all those other ones, I'm not really sure about. General track means that when it is inserted into the playlist, the title of the track will stream, if you have that set up, along with the song, so that people who are listening to your station, if they've got Winamp or some other kind of media player going in their title bar, they will see the name of the song in there, if you have it all set up correctly. A general spot will not stream that title. So say, for instance, I just wanted to play a promo or an advertisement or someone talking, you know, in a pre-recorded file. I could put that in there and I could see what was playing, but it would not stream to anyone else on the internet. So that is sort of a benefit of doing that.
Track type,
but
voice intro, radio, track type, general track, radio
for
button
now,
checked, 606.
I just want to insert a general track. Let's start from the very beginning again. And I hit Control-I to get here.
Insert tracks, track type, general track, radio button checked, 606. Insert files button, alt plus
I can either insert files, which I can do one at a time.
Add files button, alt
plus
E.
Or I can add files to a large list and insert the whole list one at a time. I like to do one at a time just
insert files
because
button,
that's how I started doing it when I started learning it, and it got to be a habit. That, and I like to make sure everything's in where I want it to be. So I'm going to just hit the insert files button.
Select one or more audio files dialog, file name, edit combo, zero items, alt, explorer pane, shell not selected, 0120.
And Windows brings up, it's just like Windows Explorer, and it puts you in the last directory you were in. And I was in the Tech Access Weekly music subfolder, so that's where I'm at right now. So let's insert this here.
02 thinking, 0, station playlist studio melting pot, list view, hour marker 1806 p.m. 8/18. Hour marker, title 1800, 01, title 24 with theme, duration 040.
So you hear the title of what's going to be played. And if I were streaming over the internet and this started to play, the title would be streamed as well. So let's insert something else.
Insert tracks, track type, general track, radio, insert files, select one, or not select, 02 thinking.wav, station playlist studio melting, 0, hour marker, insert tracks, track type, general track, radio, insert. Select what file, not 02 think, 03 contact info with theme.mp3, station playlist studio.
And as you can hear, I inserted both WAV files and MP3 files, and it will play them. It will play all sorts of file formats. I've even had it play FLAC and iTunes, AAC format, and Ogg Vorbis. There are some formats it has trouble with, but I think it plays pretty much all the major ones. Now, I've inserted three different things, and I did it one at a time.
02.
And these are all the little music and jingles we play for Tech Access Weekly. And I'm on the second one. And if I check the second one.
Checked.
You always hear that they're unchecked.
03. Title. Break and free spirited. Free. Unresolved. 1 o'clock. Duration. 059. Category. Manual track. File name. D documents and settings. Aaron. My documents. My podcasts. Tech Access Weekly. Music. Not checked.
And what was all that other information anyway? Basically, it says what the title of the song is, what category it's in, which we inserted it as a general track, how long it is, which is very useful when you're trying to determine the length of a playlist and how long you want to spend talking versus how much music you want to play. And, of course, you have the title path. and sometimes you don't get the whole path. You can, however, go into the song's properties and it will tell you. Now, if I check
not checked. Checked.
This box on the second track here.
03, title, Breaking Free Spirited, free.
And I check
checked.
This checkbox on this track right there. There you hear they're both checked.
02.
And I hit play on the second track. The third track will automatically start.
What were you thinking?
So thus, it automatically started. I didn't have to do anything. The first one just bypassed automatically because I was already on the second one. So the first one never got any airtime. Oh, poor thing. But you can, I did that to demonstrate that you can simply start playing wherever you want. Whatever track you selected first is the one that will start to play when you hit enter. If another track is checked underneath it, that means that it will start to play. But that is how you can create a simple playlist with a few key presses. And this is what I do every day for Tech Access Weekly or every podcast. Now, what if I wanted to save this playlist? How would I do that? I would do Control S.
Save the playlist for 5pm8/18/2011 dialog. File name, edit combo, aug1817.m3u.
And it gives it a default file name. And as you hear, it is an M3U playlist. So you can open these with WinAmp and they will play.
Save as type, combo box, extended M3U playlists, 1-1, alt+T. Toolbar hide folders button.
And it will save it
save button,
to any location you want.
Cancel button. Toolbar desk. Search
I have
box
it
edit.
Going
Explorer
to
pane, shell, tree view, computer.
A special location.
Tool cancel. Save button.
But you can save it wherever you want to.
Aug1817.m3u. Station playlist studio melting pot. List view. Not selected. 03 breaking free spirited. Free.
There it is. And what if I wanted to start a whole other playlist from scratch? How would I do that? How would I get rid of this one without exiting the program? It was so weird because for like a month, I was exiting the program with Control-Alt-X, which is how you exit. Alt-F4 does not do it. And then going back into it, which is really sort of irritating when all I had to do was hit Control-L.
Warning dialog. Yes button. Alt+Y.
And it doesn't read the whole warning there, but if I were to put the JAWS cursor on it and read it, it would ask me, are you sure you want to clear all playlists? This will get rid of them. Basically, and I'm going to hit yes.
List view, 0 items.
And there's nothing there. And I can start from scratch and create a whole new playlist. So that, basically, in a nutshell, is how to create a simple playlist with station playlist. I say there are hour markers, but you can actually make it as long as you want. The hour markers serve only as stopping and ending points. I mean, if it runs over an hour and you haven't played all the songs, that doesn't mean the playlist will no longer work. These are just markers to, essentially, say when you're beginning and ending the whole process. So that's a very small tip on how this all begins. And if you'd like more information on Station Playlist Studio and Station Playlist Creator and Station Playlist Streamer, all products of stationplaylist.com, you can go to stationplaylist.com. It's all one word. And it really is simple as that once you get your head around it. It can be quite complicated to use, but the various simple things to get yourself started are not that complex. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.